Four young and talented artists worked tirelessly, but no one bought their paintings. Then one of them, Carl, came up with a plan. In the history of many examples of geniuses who die of hunger and poverty, and after death, gained worldwide fame and their works are worth their weight in gold. Carl revealed his plan to his friends. They cast lots. Whoever draws the lot must die. The future, dead man, works to create as many sketches and fragments as possible, but that the drawings trace his manner of writing. The other three must prepare the audience. François Millet was chosen. He hadn't been out of the house, he'd fallen ill. The other friends scattered in the province, posing as students of the celebrated master. Charles went to Paris. Friends wrote articles to newspapers that did not praise the work of Millet, but expressed concern about the health of the famous painter. The plan worked. All four of them were enriched. But Millet must now lead the life of a wealthy silk merchant.